Joe Fisher joins us now from Birmingham. What's going on?
Well, if you're going to stay up till 1:30 for baseball, you might as well win, you know. So I guess that's how we feel about it. But that was one of the best baseball games I've seen in a long time. Really on both sides. Played well and all the drama you would want and guys stepping up and making big plays at a big time. And you got to be so happy for Jonathan White. He had three hits last night, but drew the bases loaded walk in the ninth and fought from, you know, down 0-2 in the count and worked and fouled off pitches and ended up walking and walked in the winning run. And Andrew Giobbe, 4-for-4 last night with another home run. He's 7-for-8 in the tournament. He's just been terrific. And of course, Sonny Gray, 11 strikeouts in his start, which he called the biggest start of his life. So it kind of all came together, a true team effort. And now, you know, a team that sort of limped into the tournament is in the winner's bracket with a day off. And I think certainly from all the so-called experts has certainly solidified a spot in the NCAA tournament as well.
Joe, my take on this is the arrival time for this group is really next year. And it's nice to see them. And let's face it, they've got to be in the NCAA tournament now. And I love the way they're playing. I love the way they're catching the ball. The great play, the heads-up play at home played on the tag out, you know, it was huge early in the game. And you just, you know, sometimes when you're watching a team in the postseason, you watch how they play defensively. And I just love that element of Vanderbilt right now.
Oh, there's no question about it. And even on that play you're talking about, Mark, the tag it, home plate by Giobbe, the play by Brian Harris to keep that ball in the infield. That ball was going up the middle and would have easily allowed that second run to score. Brian dives and knocks it down and is able to get up and make the throw to Andrew in time for the out at home plate. No, you're right. They are playing solid. This is the way Tim's teams should play. This is the way he believes the game should be played. Defense, pitching paramount, timely hitting. You know, it's not going to be a team that's going to score 14 and 15 runs on a regular basis like some of the other teams are built to do. And it's been great to watch. The pitching has been outstanding. Chase Reed comes in last night in the ninth, and all the situations where the pitching changes keep happening, and Reed comes in with the bases loaded and one out, and gets a pop up on the infield for the second one, and then a strikeout for the third one. To end the game. You can go down the list of all the guys that contributed. And I don't know what it is about Hoover. I don't know what it is about coming to this tournament. But for some reason, Tim Corbin is able to get this Vanderbilt team to play like it's home, and they treat it that way. And, you know, it's the field is built for this Vanderbilt team in that it's large, it's deep, it's not a ball yard where balls just fly out of here on a regular basis, and it's kind of an equalizer. And so all those teams that hit over 100 home runs this year and lived and died by that are having a little trouble here because this park, I mean, you've got to smash it to get it out of here on a regular basis.
Yeah, have you had a chance to watch many of the other games?
Yeah, sure. You have seen quite a bit of action all the way through. And it's been pretty interesting to watch. You know, of course, Ole Miss went home early. They had a lot to play for. You know, they were coming in thinking they had a locked chance to be one of the top 16 national seeds. Now that's kind of up in the air. Florida, if they continue to play well, has a chance to maybe play themselves into one of those situations. So Alabama, of course, went home early, much to the chagrin of the locals here who really packed that place when Alabama plays. LSU played yesterday. They pitched their ace yesterday in their elimination game, and they were able to get the win to hang around. They'll play later on today against South Carolina. So it's been great baseball. You have to stay up again to 1:30 or so every night the first two nights, but it's been terrific baseball, and Vanderbilt has now, put themselves in position to contend not only for, a solid spot in the NCAAs, they got a shot to win this tournament now.
Joe, best of luck over the weekend. We'll speak with you again on Tuesday.
Looking forward to it. 10 o'clock tomorrow against the winner of Florida and Arkansas. So, they've given themselves a chance now where you can, if they win tomorrow, you can only have to play four games to win this whole thing, and that's the ideal situation.
Joe, thanks a lot.
Okay, see you guys.